Hey, this is Mike Slater. It's San Diego filling in for Bill O'Reilly. It is Friday, May 27th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden's approval rating plummets. Can you plummet when you're already so low? Anti-Semitic hate crime surges in New York City. California proposes a four-day work week because we here in California live in an absolute fantasy land. Economists rank the most taxed places in the USA. Also coming up, the message of the day about the police officers in Texas who stood outside that school for 56 minutes. But first, Joe Biden's approval rating plummeting to an all-time low. New survey from Reuters finds just 36% approve of Biden's performance, 59% disapprove. Who's the 36%? A similar survey from CNBC shows 38% support Joe Biden. At the same time in his presidency, Donald Trump's approval was 39 compared to 48 for Barack Obama, 75% for George W. Bush, but that was after 9/11. Think of that. All the hate and everything against Donald Trump, and his approval was 39%. Joe Biden's is even lower, and he has all the media behind him. Attacks against New York City's Jewish community rising 300%. The NYPD confirming at least 50 separate incidents across the five boroughs since January, up from 12 during the same period last year. Whoa. Major felonies in the Big Apple increasing across the board. Car theft up 93%. Armed robbery up 33%. Assault 12%. Shootings 25%. Violent crime in the subways up 59% compared to last year. New Yorkers voted for a former cop. And crime's getting worse. Legislators in California proposing a four-day work week. The bill would regulate all companies with more than 500 employees, slash weekly schedules from 40 to 32 hours. Anything more would trigger mandatory overtime compensation. Supporters say the measure would increase the quality of life for Golden State workers. Critics believe it will put another financial burden on businesses already struggling with inflation. Obviously. Forbes magazine ranking the highest taxed towns in America. Number one in 2022. We got a tie between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Ah, this state. Each city spends $1.5 billion on payroll costs alone. What? Folks there making $100,000 give 55% of their salary to the government. The lowest tax city in the U.S. is Anchorage, Alaska. People up north taking home 80% of their income. Beautiful. The message of the day. Talk about a grieving father. And why were police arresting parents who just wanted the police to do their job? It's all coming up.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Hey, it's Mike Slater in San Diego filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. A mother of a second and third grader at that Texas elementary school heard of the shooting, drove 40 miles, saw police standing around outside the school, nicely asked them to do something, and then not so nicely. And she was arrested, handcuffed, arrested for actively intervening in an active investigation as there was an active shooter inside her children's school. She knew a police officer who got her unarrested. She then climbed a fence, broke into the school herself, rescued her two children, and climbed back over the fence, all before police did anything to the murderer. And the only way this ever ended was because a Border Patrol agent went in on his own. What in the world was going on for those 56 minutes? You don't wait. With a school shooter, you engage immediately, no matter how unprepared you are, out-angled you are, outgunned you are. That's your job. That's what you signed up to do. If you're unwilling to do it, you quit your job, sell insurance. Did you see the video of the dad? He got to school and a little girl ran out and said that one of her friends was shot. And that friend was this dad's daughter. That's how he learned his daughter was killed. And he's being interviewed and he's bawling, obviously. And he talked about how sweet his 10-year-old daughter was, how she never did anything wrong, always listened to mommy and daddy. She was creative, made things for us, and she always brushed her teeth. She always brushed her teeth. 10 years ago, after the Sandy Hook shooting, a little 5-year-old boy was killed, and his obituary said he loved to swim and loved the New York Giants. A woefully, heartbreakingly inadequate obituary. But what more can you say? He was 5. This little girl was 10, and her dad said she always brushed her teeth. That's one of the sweetest and most heartbreaking things I've ever heard. She was such a good little girl, and as a metaphor for loving and respecting and honoring her parents, she always brushed her teeth. Just a week ago, her parents gave her her first phone, and dad thinks that as she was calling police, he shot her. Just pure evil. How can someone get to that state? How can there be two people? Like, if you put the murderer and this sweet little girl standing next to each other, how are they of the same species? Like, how can you have this murderer so lost, so deceived, so dark? I mean, he lived his life in a room literally blacked out with garbage bags, just spiraled and spiraled to a darker and darker place. And then you have this sweet 10-year-old girl who is a joy, who is a light, has a huge smile, a sparkle in her eyes. She just was on the honor roll, and she always brushes her teeth. As her dad said, how can you look at this little girl and want to kill her? How can there be that wide of a gap between people? And why does the evil one so often win? And how could anyone who's trained to kill the bad guy stand by while it happens? Coming up next, something you may not know. We'll talk about the, well, you have to do something. Well, I have the something. Hey, it's Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. The state with the lowest incarceration rate and with the lowest rate of murder is Vermont. Vermont also has the highest rate of gun ownership. What percentage of Vermonters do you think own a gun? 75%. Now, you would think, if you believed the left, that the state with the most guns would have the most murders. But no, it's the opposite. I want to take our short time here to make 3 gun control points. Number 1, be careful of people who are comparing the number of mass shootings in America with that in other countries. First, it depends on how you define mass shooting. Some definitions are 4 or more people shot, or 3 or more people shot, or 2 or more people shot, or 2 people killed, or it has to be in public, or it has to be with strangers. There's all these different definitions. Rarely is it apples to apples. Also, we compare to European countries like Denmark. Oh, we have more mass shootings than Denmark. Denmark has 5 million people. Denmark's the size of Oregon. So if nothing else, America's very big. European countries are not. Second thing, we have this desire to do something. Well, here's the deal. We've done piles of somethings. Let's enforce what we have. What percentage of gun crimes are committed by people who are not allowed to have the gun they use in the crime? 79%. So how about we enforce the gun laws we already have? And even the safeguards that are already in place rarely work. When the school has an armed security guard, like in Parkland, Florida, they didn't do anything. And even in Texas, when police arrive 56 minutes before they do anything. So you could have all the safeguards in place. It won't stop bad things from happening. So I say, instead of new somethings, let's enforce the pile of somethings that we already have. But we got to do something, Slater. Okay, yeah, good. I got 2 things. First, rather than blanket bans, we focus on helping the potential victims. 2/3 of gun deaths are suicides. 1/5 are homicides of men 15 to 34. That's gangs. And then the third group, 1,700 women are murdered from domestic violence. So let's help middle-aged white men who commit suicide. Let's help kids in the inner city who might join gangs. And let's help women who are in abusive relationships. And of course, strengthen our families. We need more active dads and more mentors of young boys. So to review, we're a big country. Comparing states to other countries makes more statistical sense. Number 2, let's enforce the laws that we already have. And number 3, rather than blanket bans, let's protect the potential victims. And even better, prevent them from even being mass murderers by raising young boys to become men. But that something requires hard work. More coming up. An absolute honor. MikeSlater.locals.com. Bill will be back on Monday, and I hope to see you again. Bill Willing.